on deadly, do the rock steady, cause now is the time with you. Nightmares on Wax mit Now is the Time auf Flux FM. Morgen Abend spielt George Evelyn, better known as DJ Ease, im Binu und zwar im Rahmen des X-Jazz Festivals, das ja bereits gestern begonnen hat. Jetzt ist der Mann bei mir im Studio und wir quatschen über die im Juni erscheinende Jubiläumskompilation, die zum 25-Jährigen von Nightmares on Wax erscheinen wird. Wir reden aber auch nochmal über die 2013er Feelin' Good Scheibe, die letztes Jahr veröffentlicht wurde und an der auch Festivalleiter Sebastian Studnitzky kompositorisch beteiligt war. Wir klären, was man morgen Abend alles erwarten kann und sprechen auch nochmal über das Verschwinden von Genregrenzen, das ja quasi als Überschrift über dem Festival steht. First of all, aber nochmal hello and welcome.
Thank you. Thank
How
you
doing, George?
Me.
Everything
really,
right?
Really good, thank you. It's good to be back in Berlin.
Cool. Where are you coming from? You've already arrived here yesterday?
I got here yesterday from Ibiza, yes. I tried to bring some of the sunshine with me today.
Oh, cool. I think there's some sun in the air. If it's the Ibiza sun that you brought, I don't really know.
It looks familiar.
Oh, man. You're a lucky man telling people about how familiar the sun looks to you. That's really depressing for Berlin people. You know that.
Well, I thought I was getting a little bit paranoid because I thought it was following me everywhere.
Well, now you're having a day off in Berlin. What are you doing? Are you meeting up with your Berlin partners in crime? Because you have some.
Well, Ricky Rankin's just arrived as well. So we've got some things prepared for the show tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And yeah, today is really just connecting. We're going to do a little bit of rehearsing because I'm going to be playing with some musicians I've not played with before and stuff. So some string sections and some creme de la creme that Sebastian's got together for this amazing festival.
Oh, there's advantages to knowing that guy, I believe.
Just a bit.
Yeah, because the Mikatone, the band that was here before, they're friends with him as well. And they told me about some interesting stories about that guy.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? It's always great to be in Berlin, and you know, I came and recorded, as a lot of people know, I came and recorded some of the string sections and a lot of the horn sections for the previous album, Feeling Good, here in Berlin. And I feel when you come here, there's definitely a presence musically where you have to raise your game, and I like to be in that kind of surrounding, you know. So I think Sebastian's going to bring that to us anyway. Yeah. You know,
oh, that's nice of you that you say that Berlin makes you want to bring up the game. That's cool. On your last record, you just told us you've worked with the curator of the X-Jazz Festival, Sebastian Studnitzky, and with Wolfgang Hafner, who's from Berlin as well.
Yeah.
Why and how did you actually team up with them? What was the reason for it? German efficiency, maybe?
Well, if you've got anything to do with aligning the planets, then yes, I would say so. But it was more, it's quite a fantasy sort of a story, really. Yeah. I met Wolfgang Hafner on this beautiful island of Formentera. He was playing at a bar called the Blue Bar. Uh-huh. It was their 45th anniversary. I saw this amazing drummer on the beach. I was like, who is that guy? Uh-huh. And he was just smiling, playing like he does do. And then
that's what jazz drummers do, right?
They smile a lot.
They smile.
Smile
doing
a lot.
It.
And I'm addicted to people that smile.
Yeah,
you know
that's
what I mean?
Cool.
So I'm addicted to smiling. Yeah. So I met Wolfgang. Wolfgang turned out to be a fan of mine, and we connected and we worked together in Ibiza. He started playing at Wax the Jam, one of my events in Ibiza, and Wax the Beach.
Yeah.
We recorded like 5 tracks together, and we'd only known each other like something like 6 weeks. Felt like we'd known each other forever. We just got a really strong connection. Wolfgang moved to Ibiza.
Then
during the process of making Feeling Good, I was telling him that I wanted to get some orchestration and some string sections and stuff like that on the Feeling Good album. Uh-huh. And he was like, I know the guy for you. You're going to connect with this guy. And he's like, he is one of the best guys in Germany. And I was like, who's this? And he's a guy called Sebastian Studnitzky. He's coming over to help me co-produce my album, which was his album Heart of the Matter. And he said, why didn't you get him to go into the studio with you? And what happened then is that there's something I've never done before. I don't normally go, especially when I'm working closely with somebody. It's different when you're getting session musicians in. But when I'm working close to people, I normally... It normally is an organic process where I get to know the person first.
Yeah, you become friends and then you make a record.
We hang out, we get wasted, and then we make music.
Do you know what I mean?
And this is the first time we didn't do any of that. We had like a really sensible Dorado on the beach.
Told you, German efficiency. No, we don't need to drink. We can start working right now.
And we just got in the studio and we clicked. And like I said, just to be in the presence of these amazing musicians is an honor for me. You know?
Cool. And what a good first step for a new record. to meet a jazz drummer, right? I mean, that's a good thing.
Yeah, exactly.
So are those guys going to be on your future team as well? Are you going to be working with them again?
We've got things on the horizon. Right now, I'm just about to go on a tour of Europe and America to promote 25 years of Nightmares and
Congratulations,
Wax.
By the way.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
So we've got Now Is The Time, the compilation album and the box set. People are calling it a box set, but it's actually like a book. It's got the full story in there of the whole 25 years, unreleased stuff, rare stuff. And that's dropping June the 16th. Yeah. So, yeah, we're celebrating again.
Yeah, cool. And I wanted to ask you about that record as well, because it seems to me that it must not be, or it's not necessarily easy to pick the best songs out of 25 years of making music for a compilation. So how hard was finding out which tracks to put on that thing, and how much time did you spend on compiling that?
Well, you know, I'm not saying this is a joke, but it was a nightmare. but no, seriously, it was, you know, it's been quite emotional, really, because I was digging through music.
Sure.
Some music that I'd, you know, like when you work in the studio and you make tracks, you have working titles. And some stuff I was digging out, I didn't know what they were. Uh-huh. Like I might find the actual data on discs and stuff like that. So like one of the funny moments was I found one track, but I couldn't retrieve the data from it, and the name that I called the track was Clueless.
So that's when it became a nightmare to compile that record.
but on top of that, there were some beautiful moments of like listening back to certain songs of a certain part of my life where I don't think I had that much clarity, but then hearing them songs again and hearing how amazing they are, that actually happening and me actually admitting that to myself is for the first time ever.
One says that smells and music, they make you remember things, right?
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I can imagine that there must have been moments where you were like, oh, I was such a young man back then.
Well, there's moments when I was thinking, did I make that? That's quite good.
Now let's listen to some old school stuff of yours. That's quite good as well. His Nightmares on Wax, but Know My Name. Nightmares on Wax, Axe. Flux FM. Mr. George Evelyn, better known as DJ Ease, ist immer noch bei mir im Studio. Morgen wird im BNU auftreten, und zwar im Rahmen des X-Jazz Festivals, das ja bereits begonnen hat. We've been talking about your Feeling Good record that you brought out last year, and on that you already kind of took a dive back into the old school sounds of Nightmares on Wax, but then you did that again with compiling the new record. How inspiring was listening back to the old true school stuff. Have there been moments where you were like, oh man, I haven't used that drum machine for 10 years now or something like that?
There was moments where I realized I'd not listened to some tracks for nearly 12 years, you know, and then like that obviously brings you flashbacks of where you were at in your life, because I believe that music is a reflection of where you're at, you know, and vibrationally that's what you're expressing. So especially when you're constantly evolving and changing just as a person, never mind as a musician, and then you listen to that part of your life, and it's just like, wow, we were on some then. You know, like that. So I mean, like, even just there's one of the tracks that we've put on the compilation, it's a track called Mega Donuts, it was written by a late great friend of mine called Toz 180, and it's a hip house track that we did like in 1990.
Yeah.
Right. And I listened to the
arrangement. House was still called Asi.
Exactly. And I was listening to the arrangement and stuff like that, and I'm like, damn, wow. I don't think I could arrange something like that now. Yeah. You know, it's so abstract and so out there and so free. You know?
And so how far are you with new material? Are you working on something currently, or?
Yeah, I was writing a track last night here in the Michelberger Hotel.
All right. Hey, that's
I'm feeling the energy of Berlin, so I felt like to write, and I've had the song going around in my head all day, so yeah.
Cool.
Something's happening.
Oh, that sounds good to me. And I really think that the Michelberger Hotel seems to be a crazy and inspiring place as well, because so many bands who live there while they're staying in Berlin,
all right,
they'll be coming into the studio and they'll be, we just recorded a demo at Michelberger Hotel.
The best thing is, you can get chocolate brownies at any time at night, and that's handy.
Really handy.
I kept getting really guilty and thinking, I've got munchies again.
they probably are used to that by now. The whole X-Jazz Festival is about bringing down genre boundaries. It's about the fact that people don't listen to one genre of music anymore, and even the musicians who are
in a metal band that they hang out with the hip-hop guys after the show. Do you have that feeling as well? Do you think that it's a good thing that all those genre boundaries are coming down and that hip-hop heads can party on with metal heads?
I think as far as listening, as long as, you know, I believe in alternatives. Mm-hmm. I believe that alternatives should be available to everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, when I grew up through reggae sound systems, when I took that into clubs, I combined it with funk, soul, disco, jazz, mm-hmm. hip-hop, house, you know, it was a whole mishmash. And then obviously as the dance and electronic scene evolved, mm-hmm. things became segregated. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? And I'm sure the same thing has happened through jazz history as well. Mm-hmm. Things become segregated, and, you know, and it's great to realize and recognize that we're all inspired by music. Yeah. It doesn't really matter what field it's from. We're all inspired, even if it's subconsciously. So now to bring this part together, because we're talking about playing, that's what we like to do, we like to play. Do you know what I mean? It's just what comes out sonically. So to bring that together here, and I know I got here yesterday and I can feel the vibe of this festival already, and I'm just like, wow, this is amazing. For the first time that they've put this on, it feels like something that's been running for a while for me.
So you're all good with the idea behind the festival?
I think it's amazing. You know, Sebastian approached me about it when I played at Lido last year after the show and stuff, and I was just like, yeah count me in. And now I'm like, it's here. He's manifested it.
All hail
Sebastian.
That was the other band was saying too. He seems to be a pretty cool guy. They only call him Stud. They didn't say Studnitsky, they said Stud.
Well, this is the thing, I can't call him Stud.
Yeah, because I know. Do that. It's the Italian Stud or something.
He needs to work a little bit harder.
Okay, man. It was a great pleasure talking to you, my friend.
Thank you for inviting me into this amazing station called Flux. We're here live and direct to Ease Nightmares and Wax.
No, I'm not. And then you come back again as soon as possible, as soon as you finish some new material, my man. You come back and visit us again.
Und we'll see you soon.
Auf das X-Jazz Festival gehen möchte, im Privatclub, im Binu und an vielen, vielen anderen Orten und auch morgen die Nightmares on Wax erleben möchte im Binu, der ruft mich jetzt ganz schnell an. Wir haben noch Festivalpässe für euch. 030 2000 9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. Wer die jetzt anruft, der kriegt Festivalpässe, die noch heute und morgen gelten fürs X-Jazz Festival. Unter anderem mit meinen Gästen von vorhin auf der Bühne mit Mika Tone und dann morgen spätestens im Binu Nightmares on Wax. George Evelyn, it was a great pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, brother. Bye-bye.